Hey, Carl, we have David Merkatz on as a guest in this particular segment. He was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, which makes him basically a New Yorker.
Yes.
At age 16, he decided he didn't like school and he wanted to learn a trade. That led him to the locksmith trade. So he opened his first locksmith shop in a business in Brooklyn. Then eventually moved to South Florida in 1983. Now, what's interesting here is that he was arrested in South Florida after he hit upon a business strategy of creating a series of locksmith company names that were similar to the names of existing companies. Now, he does admit that this method of siphoning off competitors' business might not have been nice, but his attorney assured him that it was legal. But he got into some trouble. So, David Merkatz, thank you for joining us on Smith Sabatino. And tell me what happened after that.
Okay, so what happened was one of the companies that we had used the name that was similar to, which, by the way, was legally registered in Florida for over 7 years, it belonged to a company that does all the work for the town of Palm Beach Police Department and the whole city. So when you have friends, things happen. So what happened was we got a call in February of 2013. The gentleman said he needed the lock rekeyed on his house. So one of our independent contractors that works in that area went out there. He knocked on the door. They let him in, and they showed him the lock they needed rekeyed, the cylinder changed on it. He took it apart. He took it over to his truck. He rekeyed it to a new key, and he installed it. When he got done, they paid him for the job. And they tried the keys, everything was fine, and when he walked out, they knocked him to the ground and said, you're now under arrest for burglary of an occupied dwelling, grand theft, and impersonation.
Whoa. So basically, Carl, in this particular segment, we're talking about the justice system, and perhaps does it make criminals of the innocent? What do you think, David?
Well, in this instance, it basically should have been a civil matter. If two locksmiths have a name that are similar and one is getting business from the other, it should have been something that was handled in a civil court. But what happens in all too many times, if you know somebody in the police department, they can try to make this into a criminal offense, and that's exactly what they did.
What was the outcome?
Well, the case was dismissed. And what happened was they actually called in one of the other technicians that did work in that area and did the same thing. They called him in for an interview and arrested him. And months went by, and I hadn't heard anything. So I retained an attorney. And in August of 2013, I got a phone call saying that there was a bench warrant for my arrest for money laundering, organized scheme to defraud, and a whole slew of charges.
Whoa. So basically, you ultimately lost, even though you might win.
Well, yeah, because even if you are found not guilty by a trial or if the case is dismissed, you have to pay in a criminal case all the legal fees and all the court costs and all the bail bondsmen, and that's why I advocate the system needs to be changed.
How would you change it, sir?
If in a criminal case, if the case is dismissed or if you're found not guilty, the prosecutors should be forced to pay your legal costs, like in a civil case.
Interesting. Now, this was adjudicated in the courts of Florida. What county?
This was Palm Beach.
Oh, boy. I used to be a resident of Florida. I call it the cowboy state. law, like everything else, is just a flip and a whim. And it is good old boy country. And I'll say that, and I don't mind saying that, because I will, because they know everybody. And it's not a good place to find yourself in the legal system, unfortunately, the state of Florida. However, in this matter, did it cost you your business?
Well, I gave up the locksmith business, and I wrote this book to help other people and teach them how the system really works and what to do if you're arrested and how to get your civil rights restored if you do get convicted of a crime. So I made this into a positive situation when it was all said and done.
So the book is called Wrongly Charged, A Look at the Legal System. Now, you look at the whole legal system or just in the specifics for your case?
No, I go through a whole thing. I have a glossary in the book. I teach people how to have a case if you're convicted, how to have it removed from your record, how to get out of jail without seeing a judge so you don't have to sit there for hours. There's a lot of tricks to the system. And I actually am donating 10% of the profits of all of that I make off the book to help other people that can't afford an attorney that are wrongly charged or wrongly convicted.
Yeah, why do you think, David, that some people plead guilty to crimes they didn't commit?
Because of two words, fear and money. Because if you don't have the money to represent yourself and have an attorney, you know, handle it, you have to take that plea. And unfortunately, they scare you, because if you're found guilty, like in my case, you would have been facing 20 years in state prison.
Hmm. Well, look, for those of us, and I have, though not necessarily been in your particular situation, I have found myself in a similar situation. You find yourself almost doubting yourself. And for our listeners, David, did you find yourself in that position where, though even though you knew you did nothing specifically wrong, you find yourself doubting your own modus vivendi, if you will?
Yes, because before we did what we did, I actually checked with three attorneys to make sure what we did was perfectly legal. We registered the names in Florida, and if they thought that the names were too close, they could have said the names are too close and we can't register them, not wait 7 years later and do something like that.
Hmm. Does the internet play a part in this at all, David?
Well, that's how people, they search you from the internet, and that's how they found us, and they would call us out to do the jobs.
And so, but basically, you were set up.
Yeah, that's what it was. Unfortunately, the one company that we did it to was good friends with the Palm Beach Police Department, and instead of taking us to court and trying to get a civil, you know, resolution to this, they chose to use the police and, you know, falsely arrested three people and cost us, or combined, over $100,000 in legal fees.
Whoa.
And those three people that were arrested, I assume they were found innocent?
Well, two of them, the cases were completely dismissed, and in my case, I didn't want to go to trial on it, and they had spent so much money on the case, and they had a lot of egg on their face, that they offered me a plea to petty theft misdemeanor with an adjudication withheld, which was, you know, no criminal conviction, so
correct.
I took the plea.
Okay.
So you basically, you were doing the poor man's nolo contendere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. Well, I don't want to necessarily pick on the state of Florida, but I live there and I'm familiar with the judicial system. They do run fast and loose down there. They really do. This, in my opinion, this probably could not happen in other states. Is that your concerted opinion?
Absolutely. And, you know, it probably wouldn't have happened here either if the prosecutors would have realized, because they knew they had a weak case. There was really nothing, you know, no crime, because when we went out and did the job, the consumer got the same job. We didn't take their money and run away. All they did was call a company they thought was someone else. They got the same product at the same price.
But
it was really not any big deal.
So they never charged you with theft of service?
No, absolutely not.
Now, in your research, have you found that other organizations, companies, individuals have done the same thing?
It's going on every single day. I turn on the news every single day, and I see a company comes out with a product or a service, and someone comes out and just changes it slightly, and the police never get involved in a case like that. They usually get a cease and desist order, or they get sued.
But that's adjudicated through the courts, not through the police department. That's adjudicated through the courts.
Correct.
It's a civil matter.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what he was talking about.
Yes, yes.
Well,
wow. That's. Let's get to the website. The website, David, please.
It's www.wronglycharged.com, and the book is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Books a Million. The e-book is actually discounted to 99 cents.
Well, and again, the title is Wrongly Charged. This is the book title now, A Look at the Legal System. And again, www.wronglycharged.com, all one word there.
David, thank you very much. This has been enlightening.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
We may do this again, so stay tuned. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Interesting.
That strikes a chord with me. Really, it does, for lots of different reasons. We really should get someone from the legal system on with reference to this.
Well, we've had a number of. What about Judge Santo? Could he?
He'd be perfect. Let's do that. I'll ask him. Let's do that.
Well, he's been a guest.
Yes, he has.
Through the years, yes. On Smith Sabatino, and he, you know, very, very smart man, but he also knows the legal system inside and out. But I don't know if he knows Florida's legal system.
Well, he's a sitting judge, and I don't know if he has the rights to practice in Florida, but let's find out.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Right. Seriously. We'll continue. This is the kind of subject that gets me going. I could do a show
Everything
on
Everything gets me going. Yes. I understand that.
Well, and you do too. And Roland Smith is the cause of all this.
I know.
And this is called Sabatino.
I confess.
Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. If you will, if you want to, stay with us. That was great.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He played 22 years with the Harlem Globetrotters, appearing in over 6,000 games in 97 different countries. In 2002, he represented the team at its induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Guys like Goose Tatum and DeMarcus Haynes and even Metalog, they sort of paved the way for us, for the players coming in the future.
So where is Curly Neal now? Curly retired from playing in 1985, but still makes appearances all over the country. In 2008, Curly became just the fifth Globetrotter to have his number retired, joining greats like Wilt Chamberlain. Today, he's recognized by a whole new generation of fans thanks to the team's cartoons, which air regularly on the Boomerang Network.
Hey!
Curly Neal, still entertaining the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Native Jack, just outside the Buffalo Chip Campground in Sturgis, South Dakota.
I guess the neatest thing for me is the bike races, seeing them young guys keeping the racing going alive. The racing is what started Sturgis Bike Week. The rally started when more people started coming to the races.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Native Jack Sturgis.
Hardcores is still going to carry on tradition. Locals keep the dream alive. It's a year-long planning process for everything they got here. Some people have never seen Sturgis when they ain't bike rally at all. People can't believe it. Probably a car parked on Main Street in the middle of the winter, 15 degrees below zero out.
The 75th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally this August.
Still the biggest and the best around.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road. Not 2 weeks.